Dan Bongino, Parler could be back by Monday. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 5, 2021. Radio host and Parler investor Dan Bongino says that the social media platform should be up and running again by Monday. "We're shooting for Monday," Bongino told Sean Hannity on Friday. "Monday looks good. Fingers crossed." Bongino's comment arrives in the wake of Parler CEO John Mazza announcing that he had been terminated by the board. "The future of Parler is no longer in my hands," said Mazza in an email to the social media platform staffers, obtained by Fox News. Following Twitter permanently banning then-President Donald Trump from its platform, Parler became a very popular alternative among conservatives, as well as prominent conservatives figures. But days after Trump's Twitter ban, Amazon, Google, Apple, swiftly moved in to exclude the social media platform from app stores on Android and iPhone smartphones, and knocked the site offline entirely, under the guise of having concern for the public's safety. While offline, Parler has been working on new branding and changes within the company, a Parler insider told Fox News. On January 29, 2021, the Parler board controlled by Rebecca Mercer decided to immediately terminate my position as CEO of Parler, said Mazza in his internal memo. "I did not participate in this decision." Mazza added that after Amazon Web Services, AWS, booted Parler offline, he has been met with constant resistance to his original vision for the social media platform. "Over the past few months, I've met constant resistance to my product vision, my strong belief in free speech and my view of how the Parler site should be managed," wrote Mazza. "For example, I advocated for more product stability and what I believe is a more effective approach to content moderation." AWS had kicked Parler offline, claiming that seizure owned and posted to the social media site by users violates its terms of service, adding that it does not believe Parler has a good strategy for cracking down on speech on its platform. Mazza's characterization of the events and circumstances surrounding his termination from the Parler CEO position have been inaccurate and misleading, said Parler Chief Policy Officer Amy Peacock in a statement to Breitbart News. "The owners and managers of the company work tirelessly to build a resilient, nonpartisan platform dedicated to freedom of expression, civil discourse, and user privacy. That has been and continues to be our vision, and any assertions to the contrary are false, as can be shown by the record and evidence," added Peacock. "Parler is more than a social media platform. It is a beacon in today's fight for free speech and open, productive dialogue. We are continuing to move forward with our relaunch and look forward to welcoming everyone back very soon," she added. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.